Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's do something fun today.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Yeah, let's go outside. Today's topic is activities.
And the title of our lesson is The Pacific Crest Trail. The Pacific Crest Trail. So what did we learn on yesterday's show?
Well, yesterday, Alex's left boot was rubbing against his toe. Boots are special shoes we wear, like hiking boots and snow boots.
That's right. And today we will continue to talk about hiking. So let's get started with our Read It. Here's Marie for some help.
The Pacific Crest Trail has many different sections. Alex and Rob chose a 50-mile section of the trail. They will hike the section in 3 or 4 days. They are carrying everything with them. Their backpacks are heavy. Alex's foot hurts, so he can't hike much farther today. That's okay. They're almost at their stopping place. When they get there, they can build a fire and cook some food.
Alex and Rob will hike for 3 or 4 days. That's a long time, and they have a lot to carry.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound very fun to me. If I go hiking, it will only be for 3 to 4 hours, not 3 or 4 days. Peter, what is the longest hike you've been on?
Well, I went hiking for 3 days, and I thought it was great. And learning our key words is also great. Let's go to our teacher, Christina.
Hello.
Alex 和 Rob 正在 Pacific Crest Trail 这条步道上登山。这条步道的全长很长，他们只选择了其中一段走。They chose a section of the trail.动词 choose 就是选择，它的过去式就是 chose, chose。这样子长途的登山需要随身背着很重的装备。Their backpacks are heavy。名词 backpack 就是背包。Alex 的脚实在是很痛，所以他走不动了。His foot hurts。动词 hurt 表示感到疼痛。Rob 鼓励 Alex 说别担心，我们快要到中途休息站了。We're almost at our stopping place. 副词 almost 表示几乎差不多。到了那里之后就可以生火煮东西吃了。They can build a fire and cook some food. 这里的 fire 是可数名词，指的是萤火。
How far are Rob and Alex going to hike?
They chose a 50-mile section of the trail. They can hike that in 3 or 4 days.
So that's about 12 miles a day. Are they carrying everything with them?
Yes. They have food and water. They also have sleeping bags, a tent, and everything else.
Their backpacks must be heavy.
They are...
Taylor and Linda are back in the Jungle Cafe. Taylor wants to know how far Rob and Alex will hike.
Rob and Alex chose a 50-mile section of the trail. If you chose something, you made a choice, a decision. The family chose to travel by train. He chose to work in the city.
That's right.Alex and Rob chose a 50-mile section of the trail. This is a great sentence to learn more about. So let's visit Christina.
这条叫做 Pacific Crest Trail 的这个步道很长，所以 Rob 和 Alex 就选了其中的一段走。那段路有50英里长。They chose a 50-mile section of the trail. 我们来看看其中的 a 50-mile section. 先说 50-mile, 既然是50英里，那为什么 mile 不必加 s 变复数的呢？因为 50 mile 是一个复合形容词，用来修饰 section， 表示这是一个50英里的一段路。既然是形容词，自然就没有单复数这个回事了。第二个 ,a 50-mile section, 既然有 50, 为什么还要加 a? 我们再强调一次 ,50-mile 是形容词，所以 a 是给 section 用的，是一段50英里的路，所以用 a 50-mile section。再来看类似的例子 ,he is reading a 300-page book, 他在读一本300页的书。I want to buy a 3-door car.我想买一台三门的车。
Thank you very much, Christina. A 50-mile section of the trail. They can hike that in 3 or 4 days. That's about 12 miles a day. That is a long way, and they have a lot of stuff with them.
They are carrying everything with them. They have their food and their water. They have their sleeping bags, the tent, and everything else.
Oh, wow. That sounds tiring. Their backpacks must be really heavy. Peter, what is a backpack? And how is it different from a bag?
Well, bags, I think we just carry with one hand like this. But a backpack, you...put on your back. You wear it on your back, and I can think of many students that have backpacks, but when we go hiking, we use a special kind of backpack that can carry all those things.
That's right. Thank you. Well, you're right, Peter. Students carry notebooks, books, and sometimes their laptops in their backpacks. I think backpacks are great. They are very convenient.
So, Rob and Alex are hiking on the Pacific Crest Trail. If you joined us yesterday, you saw that Alex hurt his toe, and he was feeling a little tired.
You know what? I'm going to think positive. Maybe today will be a better day for Alex.
Maybe. I hope he rested well in his sleeping bag, and I hope he had enough to eat and drink.
Yeah.And I hope they stayed warm in their tents. Peter, I've heard stories about people hiking, stories about bears or other animals eating people's food or going up to their tents. That sounds scary.
Well, of course there are animals out there because they're outdoors, but it's safe for the most part.
That's true. And I think our friends are very safe.Well, let's see what happens next. But before we do, let's take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break.Well, when hiking for a long time, it's important to take short breaks.
Oh, really? Well, how is it helpful?
Well, you get your breath back, and you should be drinking water. You're exercising more than you usually do, so you need to take care of yourself.
Oh, that is very true. All right, well, let's see what happens next. Let's go to Conversation B. Let's watch together.
How's your foot, Alex?
It hurts, so I can't hike much farther today.
Don't worry, we're almost at our stopping place. It's only about a mile up the trail.
That's good. I'm tired and hungry.
When we get there, we can build a fire and cook some food. We can sleep next to a river beside some trees.
That sounds great!
Rob and Alex are in the woods. Alex's foot does not look good. He says it hurts.
Oh no, so he's in pain. This is not good for Alex. Let's talk about the word hurt a little bit more. Can you help us, Marie?
Sure. My legs hurt if I run for too long. If I don't sleep right, my neck hurts in the morning.
Ouch.
Peter, what's wrong?
Well, my back hurts. I think I've been carrying too many things in my backpack.
You know, it will be better if you take some things out.
It hurts.
Oh, wonderful.
Marie, you are so mean. My back is in a lot of pain. It hurts.
Peter, it hurts. That's today's calendar phrase.
It hurts.
It hurts. 好痛.
How is your head?
Oh, it hurts.
How is your back?
Oh, it hurts.
How is your stomach?
Oh, it hurts.
How is your neck?
Oh, it hurts.
Why do you keep saying that?
Everything hurts. Oh.
It hurts.
It hurts. 好痛.
That calendar phrase hurt. I hope you enjoyed it. Well, Alex can't hike much further today.
Aw, that's too bad. But he doesn't have to worry, because they are almost at their stopping place.
Almost. So they are not there yet, but they will be soon.
That's right. They are almost done with the test. The family is almost home.
Hey, those are good practice sentences. We are almost done with our lesson, but we still have some things to teach you.
Well, Alex and Rob's stopping place is only a mile up the trail. Christina, can you tell us more about this phrase, up the trail?
Rob 说再走一英里左右就可以到中途休息站了。It's only about a mile up the trail. 我们今天再来看一下 up 做介系词的用法。我们常常把 up 当作副词用，像是 stand up 或是 walk up to someone。它当副词有向上或者是向前的意思。今天的 up the trail 则是介系词加上名词的形式。一样的，它也有向前或向上的意思，所以 it's only about a mile up the trail 就表示沿着步道往前，大约再走一英里就到了。再来看两个例子 ，She lives up the street， 或者 He walked slowly up the hill。
Thanks, Christina.It's good Rob and Alex's stopping place is just a mile up the trail because Alex is tired and, of course, he is hungry.
When they get there, they can build a fire and cook some food.
That would be great. A fire would keep them nice and warm, but they must be careful. It can be dangerous. Things can burn and fire is very hot.
Yes, Rob says...We can sleep next to a river beside some trees. And that's our grammar point. So let's visit Rebecca.
Hey, 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 friends. Today, I have a very special treat for you. It's not a cookie and it's not a brownie, but it is a grammar point. We can verb next to noun beside noun.Okay, let's look at a few examples. First, we can sit next to the girls beside the school. Or, we can park the car next to this store beside the road. Friends, now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Rebecca, that was helpful. We can't wait next door beside the classroom. It's full.
Friends, try using today's grammar point with a friend or two. Now it's time for us to review. Let's review those key words together.
Here's the first key word of the day. Choose. Choose. Did you choose a new book?
Backpack. Backpack. Put everything in your backpack.
Hurt. Hurt. Nancy can't write. Her hand hurts.
Almost. Almost. It's almost lunchtime.
Fire. Fire. Be careful. The fire is hot. Okay, keep on practicing those keywords at home. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
How far are Rob and Alex going to hike?
They chose a 50-mile section of the trail. They can hike that in 3 or 4 days.
So that's about 12 miles a day. Are they carrying everything with them?
Yes. They have food and water. They also have sleeping bags, a tent, and everything else.
Their backpacks must be heavy.
They are.
How's your foot, Alex?
It hurts, so I can't hike much farther today.
Don't worry, we're almost at our stopping place. It's only about a mile up the trail.
That's good.
I'm tired and hungry.
When we get there, we can build a fire and cook some food. We can sleep next to a river beside some trees.
That sounds great!
People like to go outside and enjoy nature. Some people take short hikes or day hikes. Others spend days, weeks, or even months on a trail.
Yes. Well, let's take a look at this photo right here. This is a photo of a very, very long trail. Now, there are long trails all over the world, but let's talk about some of the longest trails in the United States.
Well, there is one called the American Discovery Trail. That's exciting. It is 6,800 miles long. It goes all the way across America. It takes months to finish the whole trail.
Wow. Well, this next trail has a very long name. It's called the Continental Divide National Scenic Trail. It's 3,100 miles long. And this trail starts in New Mexico and goes through Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana. And from what I hear, the scenery is beautiful.
Yes, it is. I have hiked on parts of this trail myself. It's very difficult because it goes through the mountains.
Well, here's another one, the Pacific Crest Trail. Hey, that's the trail Alex and Rob are on.
Yeah, that's great. Well, friends, I'm glad you joined us for this, but now it's time to go together and watch Jungle Chit Chat.
Okay, Ginger, the bandage is on. Put on your boots and let's finish our hike.
No, no, I can't go on.
Why not?
This section of the trail is too long.
You can do it.
My backpack is too heavy.
You can do it.
My toe hurts.
We won't hike that much further today. We're almost there.
But I'm tired and hungry.
When we get to our stopping place, we can build a fire and cook some food.
Ooh, I have a better idea. Let's just order food from the Jungle Cafe.
But this is not our stopping place.
It is now. Let's order.
Okay.
I want bananas.
And...
everyone. This is Jack's File, and I'm Jack. Today, I'm going hiking. Today, my friends and I will only hike for a few hours. But maybe another time, we can hike for several days. There are many nice trails. Well, now that I have my boots on, I need to get everything else ready.
When people hike, they usually walk on a trail. A trail can be in a forest, in the mountains, by the ocean, or through a field. It can be any place in nature. Anyone of any age can hike. There are short, easy trails that anyone can do. You don't even need hiking boots. And there are longer trails that are hard. They may go up mountains or over big rocks. When you go hiking, you must prepare carefully. Carry water with you. You should drink about 1/2 a liter every hour. So if you plan to hike for 4 hours, carry 2 liters of water. You also need some snacks. These can give you energy when you get tired. Also, take along a jacket or something to keep you warm and dry. Weather can change quickly, and you should be prepared. Also, take a first aid kit. You may need it if you get hurt. Also, tell someone where you're hiking and what time you plan to be back. If you have trouble, then someone knows where to come and look for you.
I'm leaving to go hiking. I have lots of water and I have snacks in my pack. I also have a jacket and a rain hat. And I have a first aid kit. Oh, and I have my camera. I'm sure I'll see beautiful scenery on my hike. Goodbye, friends. See you next time on Jack's File.
Well, we had a lot of fun today, didn't we, Marie?
Yes, we did. But I'm curious about something. What if you get lost while you're hiking, or you don't know where you are? What do you do then?
Well, it's important to learn a few things before you go hiking, but you should also tell friends and family where you are, so if they don't hear from you, they know where to look.
Oh, that's true. And I think it's always important to maybe carry a phone with you at all times.
Yes.
Or even a compass.
That's right. All right, friends. Well, we hope you enjoyed today, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.